Daniel Cornoyer, he is the producer of the Flying Canoe Vallant Festival that is taking place down in the Mill Creek area again. Don Sain, welcome back to Wind Speaker Radio Network, Daniel.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so, you know, this is one of my favorite winter festivals. Edmonton has so many amazing winter festivals. Can you tell our listeners, for someone who's never been to the Flying Canoe, what can they expect down there?
The base of it is a magical illuminated walk through a municipal park, and this is located in the Mill Creek Ravine. From La Cité Francophone, down 87th Avenue, down into the Mill Creek Ravine. And throughout all those illuminations, you have a series of stages that are programmed. So we have our Indigenous Camp stage that is programmed by Native Counseling Services of Alberta. We have our Trapper's Cabin that's animated by Roger Dallaire from St. Paul, a great storyteller who will be telling many versions of the Flying Canoe. And then we also have our Métis Camp that is where we'll be doing jigs and reels with the Cunningham Family Band. So that's down in the ravine, but there's a whole program up at the top of the bank of the ravine, primarily at Rutherford School and at La Cité Francophone, where there's this year, there's geodesic domes that are set up. We have a Franco Dome where it's going to be dedicated to Francophone music. We have Rhea March in the School of Song at Rutherford School and the students Café Croissant. They've been a great partner since the very beginning. And then we got the late night cabaret at La Cité Francophone. We have the kids slide. We have Maple Taffy, Tire sur la Neige, and all sorts of programs. We got a beautiful dome being illuminated inside by Sakaris. So there's many, many things to see. And between all of that, there's visual art, there's music, there's just a great celebration and roaming actors animating the whole festival site.
Amazing. Can we speak a little bit about the Indigenous programming, specifically, you know, some of the acts that might be taking the stage?
Yeah, well, we have down at the Indigenous camp, of course, we have Wilson Bearhead drumming and with friends and family, where they'll be doing, you know, there's always this great opportunity to share and song, and also we'll be doing some friendship dances. And then also this year on the Friday night, we have Kaylee Cardinal who will be joining us down in the depths of the Mill Creek Ravine, and I'm quite looking forward to it. I think it'll be very magical to see Kaylee performing down in the ravine inside a geodesic dome, though the audience will be outside, but it'll be quite a magical environment. So I think that's another element of the festival is really that sensory element, because as you walk through the lights, you can hear it either the Cree singing and drumming, or you know, you go a little further down, you kind of hear the French Canadian jigs and reels. But then when you get down to the Métis camp, you really have, you know, the band playing down in the Mill Creek Ravine. I think it's really in many ways a sensory overload, but it's just so wonderful, and it's great to have all of that happening throughout the course of the evening.
And one more time, when does this all take place?
This year, we're running from January 31st to February 3rd. The festival in the park space takes place at 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and then it goes from 6 p.m. to midnight at La Cité Francophone.
Awesome. And canoe races? Are there canoe races this year?
Well, there's no canoe races, unfortunately, at the Edmonton Ski Club site, but we are doing our canoe relay. So it's really the same steps, except rather than racing down the ski hill in a canoe this year, you'll actually be pulling your canoe throughout an obstacle course at the Rutherford School site. So that will be a lot of fun. And we are getting great sign-ups, and if anybody wants to join, please feel free to join us. It's a lot of fun, and it's a good way to keep warm.
Yes, awesome. Once again, speaking with Daniel Cornoyer down there with the good people at the Flying Canoe Vallant. We can't wait to take this awesome festival in. I'll put all the information over in my blog, and I want to thank you for your time and giving our listeners a little bit of information, Dan.
Well, looking forward to seeing everybody on the festival site.